slip away on you.
Carefree Highway. That's where we like to try and put all of our listeners at Rosie on the House. Try and melt away your anxieties or fears of home remodeling and home improvement. We've got the man here in studio with us the last 2 hours, the director of the Register of Contractors Agency, William Mundell. And you know what? I cannot let you leave, and we're here in our last segment, without pitching out to all of your staff, really. All your staff are great folks, but you have a new member of your staff, Chief of Investigations, John Dempsey, and we had a listener call us and say, Rosie, I have a neighbor. She's a widow living at home. She was invited to a restaurant to hear a presentation about a company that was going to save her a ton of money on her energy bills.
Oh, yeah. Free dinner?
A free dinner. Yes. And a matter of fact, Romeo is at one of our favorite restaurants.
Oh?
Yeah. And I'm not going to mention their name, but I am going to tell you, I called them and I said, the next time this organization books an event at your restaurant, you better turn them down because they're crooked as a country mile. They've come in from out of state. They are going to install energy attic fans. They're going to install radiant barriers. They're going to install solar this and solar that. Ran this woman's bill up to about $8,000 that she signed. The neighbor got wind of this and basically saved her $8,000. We got wind of it, called John Dempsey on it. John got on it. And apparently they've been able to slap a fine on this company, and they're out-of-state contractors in here trying to rip people off.
Well, that goes to what we were talking about earlier. We're focusing our efforts like a laser beam on these really bad guys that are taking advantage of the elderly. And a good example, just what you said, we can go through all the do's and don'ts, but if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, that old adage. But that doesn't mean we won't still try to, you know, go after the person and aggressively prosecute them. And that's what we're doing. We're going to investigate and refer over to the county attorney for not only unlicensed contracting, but possibly theft or fraud.
Yeah. And it's ongoing. This company actually had the nerve to write this woman and say, we're going to put a lien on your house.
Well, they intimidate. They intimidate
exactly
people,
right.
And especially if you're, you know, elderly and you're a widow or a widower and your children are back. We see that happening. The children are back east. They're out here by themselves, and these people, these contractors, these very small percentage of bad guys prey on them.
Well, we were able to save this woman $8,000.
I've got a great staff. John Dempsey and my assistant chief and all the investigators really are great.
Yeah.
And
Lawrence,
on that point of
Tyler.
Great staff, something I wanted to ask is earlier Rosie had mentioned, you know, we're seeing this new type. Are they getting smarter? Is it that they're getting smarter, or you're cracking down on all their old ways that they've got to find new ways to
I think
do
it's,
it?
I think it's probably both, but we are cracking down. And Mr. Dempsey has 30 years of law enforcement experience that he's brought to the ROC, and we're investigating differently and more thoroughly.
Now let's go back to this whole recovery fund thing, because that is one of the extra additional layers of protection. And I know a lot of homeowners, we got phone calls on what bums you guys were for not writing checks out of the recovery fund. What was that all about? I came to your defense many, many times. I just want you to know that.
Well, as we talked about, that's why it's so important to hire a licensed contractor, because you can apply to the recovery fund $30,000. If it's an unlicensed contractor, you're not eligible to apply to the recovery fund. Money was swept out of the recovery fund in 2008, and as I said, because of Governor Brewer's leadership, $2.7 million was restored. People were having to wait up to a year for payment after I signed the order. Now they'll be paid within a few days.
In the worst-case scenario, you hire a licensed contractor, 08, 09, he goes out of business, you're a homeowner, you're stuck, you've got to get the job finished, you start the process at the Register of Contractors, you go through your investigation period, we go through the point to where your deputies finally declare, yes, we have our estimates, we have our repairs, they are entitled to the recovery fund, and that process up to that point, in the height of all the mess, could have taken, am I exaggerating by saying that could have taken 18 to 20 months?
No, you're not exaggerating.
Yeah.
And I put on the order, this amount will be paid when there's money in the recovery fund. And it was sort of adding insult to injury. But again, we now have the money in the recovery fund, and we will be paying people in the near future.
18 to 20 months to get to the point where you're entitled to the recovery fund, and then you're mailed essentially an Arizona IOU.
And you had to wait up to a year. Another year after that, because there was no money in the fund because it was swept in 2008.
Well, that's been rectified, and I can tell you that the recovery fund, I don't know. We were talking at the beginning of this show the fact that I don't know how many other states have the protection of an agency like yours, but I really don't know how many states have that extra layer of protection. The recovery fund, I will tell you, is all us good guys, all us good contractors pitching in to a fund to help the Arizona homeowner stay protected.
And the Register of Contractors wasn't the only one swept. Arizona Highways got cleaned out as well. They started a 501c3 nonprofit, and all of their donations are now in a nonprofit, so it can't be swept. I don't know all the details to that. Is there something that the Register of Contractors can ensure that, you know, the next administration doesn't decide, hey, you know what, that was pretty sweet last time we did that?
That's above my pay grade.
That's for another whole show. Maybe we could start a Rosie on the House Recovery Fund escrow account, huh?
Mr. Mundell, thank you for your time.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here.
Join us next Saturday right here at Rosie on the House. We'll be debunking insulation myths on your Arizona Saturday morning tradition.